There was no record of a Will Buckalter in any Louisiana police file, nor in the National Crime Information Center in Washington, nor could Bootsy identify him from any of the mugshots at the Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office. Our fingerprint man lifted almost perfect sets of prints from the water glass used by the man who called himself Will Buckalter, from the record jackets he'd touched, and from the box of candy he'd left behind. But without a suspect in custody or corresponding prints on file, they were virtually worthless. There was another problem, too, one that many victims of a sexual assault discover. Sexual crimes in our legal system often fall into arbitrary categories that have nothing to do with the actual degree of physical pain, humiliation, and emotional injury perpetrated on the victim. At best, we could probably only charge him with misdemeanor battery. I called Hippo Bimstein early the next morning, then drove to New Orleans and met him at his house. "What's in that sub, Hippo?"
"Seawater and dead krauts. Jesus Christ, how do I know what's in there? Like I've been down in German submarines? I'm sorry what this guy did to your wife. I don't know who he is, though. Maybe there are more of these kinds of guys around than you want to believe, Dave. Come on in back."
I followed him deep into his house. In a dark, cool room at the back, I stared at an 8x10 photograph in the middle of a corkboard. In it, a group of children, perhaps between the ages of 5 and 8, had rolled up their coat sleeves from their right forearms to show the serial numbers that had been tattooed across their skin. Hippo sat down at a desk, his massive buttocks splaying across the chair, his huge head sinking into his shoulders like a pumpkin, and clicked on his computer and viewing screen. I watched him type the name Buckalter, then enter it. A second later, a file leaped into the blue viewing screen. Hippo tapped on a key that rolled the screen like film being pulled through a projector while his eyes narrowed and studied each entry.
"Take a look. I've got a..."